Why did the last place in town have to be an inn for couples only? Believe this, human. When I transform back into my true self, a beautiful Lamia, I will wrap myself around you and squeeze until you pop. Do not smirk. I mean it this time.
Welcome to the House of Eden, a place where couples can truly live out their deep desires. Have you reserved a room with us?
We did not. My lovely man decided to vacation here at the last second without thinking about this. We would understand if you didn't have any rooms available for us. Come along, foolish man.
Ah, a fellow Dom, I see.
Dom? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, of course you're a Dom. I can see it clear as day. I tell you, we're the luckiest women in the world to find men that like an aggressive gal. I bet you're ready to just pounce on him.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Hey, are there really men like this?
Well, you're in luck. That couple who came in before you had to cancel at the last second. So you'll be given the honeymoon suite.
Really? Wow, that's just wonderful. Isn't that right, you filthy dog? What a fun little surprise.
Oh, yes. There's a bunch of fun equipment up there to guarantee the maximum pleasure. Here are your keys. Don't make too much of a mess up there, you two. No, seriously, don't make too much of a mess up there, please. The last couple I had up there broke the bed and ripped the curtains. It was all it was an ordeal.
I can assure you that we will leave the room as we found it. If not, I will have him clean it all up. Thank you. My mate and I appreciate this room upgrade. Come, my lovely, vile beast.
Oh, if you need anything, don't hesitate to ask. A three-way, for example, with me, or other staff. Me? Ooh, promising.
There's something about her that I love, but I can't put my finger on it. Walk faster, I'll drag you. Human, I was hoping that you wouldn't find a way to annoy me further. If I didn't know any better, I would be positive that you planned this all out so I would eat you without hesitation. Are you a glutton for punishment? Do you like when I threaten you? Oh, of all the places to choose from, of all the towns in the land, and with a mandatory 3-day travel, this had to be the only place available for us to vacate? What is basically a fancy brothel? Huh, you call this a place for couples? Don't make me laugh. This place reeks of high levels of lewd human activity, unneeded mating rituals. You all truly have no shame, do you? I'll stop complaining when I'm no longer capable of speaking. I don't see anyone who would dare try to put a muzzle on me. So until then, you're stuck. Ugh, this vile potion. It had to alter my voice too. If your one for me was to begin hating myself, then you've succeeded, human. This is the room. Well, open it, human. Let's see just how grand it is. What? What is all this? Of course it's the honeymoon suite, heathen. That is not what I meant. What are all of these objects? Is that a heart-shaped bed? You have a death wish if you think we're going to share that bed. At least the colors are right. Red walls, red sheets. But the roses, I could go without. Though, if they're extra thorny, maybe they'll serve a good purpose for me. I can use them to torture you for putting me in this situation to begin with. I pass for a beautiful human? How dare you insult me in this way? Oh, others can hear us. Then maybe you should do a better job of not getting on my nerves so I don't interrupt their disgusting mating rituals. Make yourself useful and fetch me some water, you filthy animal. You've made me thirsty. Ugh. Why do I feel so weird all of a sudden? You feel warm? I cannot say the same. This feeling, however, it should not be happening right now. Especially with you of all people. It's not the right time of season for this. What do I mean? It's none of your concern, human. Just tell me what you know about our target. I see that we have a good view of the inn that he resides in. The inn that we should have been in. Why am I complaining again? Because people think that we're a couple. Is it really that bad to have people think this way? In a place like this? Yes! I don't like you, and to have to be in an inn made for couples only makes me sick. This place isn't for couples. Only one-night stands and those who are lusting for others for 40 minutes. How do I know 40 minutes? It's just a number I picked at random. But a place that is truly desolate and alone aside from the two of us. A place where no one will be in our business nor interrupt us. Something like that would be far better for me to show you what I'm holding back from a cute human like you. I would love to mate with you. Hey, is it true what the innkeeper said? That there are men out there that like aggressive women? Are you one of them? Your reactions are starting to make a lot more sense if so. Is my aggression a turn-on? I didn't mean to get so close to your face like that, human. I didn't realize how close you were. Was I saying something? The feeling is getting stronger. Am I going insane? Tell me the season. I need to know for sure. Summer? Then it surely isn't mating season. Oh, don't pretend to be shocked at what I just said. We are both feeling the same way. Human, tell me more about this inn. Did you do any research about it? Why? I have the sudden urge to do very questionable things to you. Ugh. Now is not the time for your worthless jokes. I have a deep need to take out some stress on you. I think much more than just stress. Pent-up feelings. Due to how large I am, and undoubtedly stronger I am, this could turn out to be very painful for you. Oh, I can tell. I know that you'd like it. Ugh, what am I saying? Why am I saying this out loud? Wait, didn't you pick up a flyer for this place? Give it to me. Ugh, right. I can't read. Read it for me. Mm-hmm. All of that sounds normal to me. Each room features... What? No. Repeat the type of crystal. What? Do you know what these types of love crystals do? Of course you don't. They not only amplify our needs to put us in the right mood, but for those who have genuine feelings, it brings them to the surface, no matter how hidden you want them to be, and I am trying my absolute best to keep them under the surface. Do I have feelings for you, human? What a silly question. Coming from you, I'm not shocked. Most importantly, they're using magic to influence our emotions. Is this even legal? It shouldn't be. Ugh. Your laws are twisted. Wait, human. I will answer this question only because I think that you are not smart enough to understand what is happening. I do have feelings for you. Hatred and love are two intense feelings. But I somehow have both. They are related, yes? My human. Huh? Yes, I called you my human. You are mine. My emergency meal. I didn't mean that in a loving way. Of course I didn't mean that in a loving way. It's not my fault if you took it that way. Stop pretending. My human, I like you a lot, and maybe under a different circumstance we could do things properly, but I want to mate with you now. Yes, now. The warmth that's radiating off your body is so inviting. My species loves warmth. You're warm and smooth. Is warmth an indication of a desire to mate, human? Yes, in this case. The body heat you're creating is much different. I like it. There's more that I like, but this is quite inviting. What are you asking? Did this potion transform everything? What are you getting at? Oh, you mean down there? It did. I think we're compatible for this type of special activity. We would have been if I still had my cloaca, but we should experiment, just in case. My tail is insanely sensitive, but since my tail is not present, try touching my butt. Oh, just do what you it. Oh. Oh, that works. That works a lot. Your hands are so warm. Why did you move your hand away? Did it look like I didn't like it? Did I not give you a clear sign? You have sensitive areas too, right? Come closer to me, human. I wish to find them. Why don't I just ask you? I'll take greater satisfaction finding what parts make you melt on my own. Human skin is very soft. Would it be safe to say that every part is sensitive? Some areas more than others? How about here? This part of your neck looks like it would be a good place. No? Then how about under your shirt? Humans and lamias have the same special parts on their chest that point outward. I saw this during our imprisonment. Let me feel them. That's the reaction I'm looking for. You feel like you're burning up now. It will make our mating even more satisfying. Now, what if I slide my hand slowly down your stomach? Will it reach a burning hot destination? These noises you're making entertain me, human. The most entertaining thing you've done thus far. By the way, just because I like you doesn't mean that I'll stop being mean. I'll just be mean in a more playful way. Besides, don't try to deny me that you like a woman that gives you a challenge. If you didn't, you would have attempted to escape from me days ago. I don't think you're even trying to escape at a time like this, but I can feel something trying its best to escape down here. I wonder what it could be. Why do I tease you now instead of taking what is rightfully mine? I like to see my prey squirm and beg. I think it's safe to say the crystal is taking its hold on the both of us, without a doubt. But let's just say that this is my version of foreplay. Worry not. I still want to rip your clothing apart. It's beginning to annoy me more than ever. Have I found something finally more dreadful than a human? Restraining myself enough to only sample your body has worn out its welcome. I crave more. Human, have you ever shared a bed with another creature? You will. Right now. Resist me not, my prey. I may not have my tail, but that won't stop me from overpowering you and making you truly mine. Mate with me. Swell. What wonderful timing. And what a horrible potion you bought from that merchant. Now I can truly show you what a Lamia can do. Things that your females can't. Get in the bed or I'll throw you on it. Wouldn't want to make that innkeeper mad at us. And like you other filthy humans, she seems respectful. Better. So much better. Show me how useful you are, my prey. Rub my tail. You don't have much of a choice now, do you? Not when I wrap you up like this. You're not going anywhere. Oh, I won't pump you up with my venom if you resist, but I'll make sure you pump something into me. Oh, yes, that's what I need. I'll let you in on a little secret, my new mate. There's another part of me that's dangerously sensitive. It's rubbing up on your face right now. If you touch me right there. Licking me is fine too. If you suck on them any harder, I may have to be rougher with you. How did you have enough space to start rubbing my cloaca? Slippery creature. No. Don't stop. I need this. It's been so long. You can't be having all the fun, my man. That wouldn't be fair, now would it? It's your turn to be my blathering idiot. Other than your nipple. What else is sensitive? I know. How about between your cheeks? I will not push my tail into you. But if I just rub your hole slowly like this... He let a sigh. It didn't take you very long to show signs of liking it either. Don't blame the crystal for an increase in sensitivity. Your eyes are going in two different directions. That lip biting is positive, human. Just like the innkeeper said, this is a place we can live out our deepest desires. Show me, and I'll show you mine. You told me that your neck wasn't sensitive. Filthy liar. My filthy liar. I'll need to teach you to always tell me the truth, won't I? Tell me what you desire. What do you want this giant lamia to do to you? As I please. Good luck. I won't be going easy on you. It's none of my concern if you didn't buy something off that shifty merchant that mends clothing. It was in my way. Shut up. I had good reason in doing so. I need a makeshift gag for you. The last thing I need is someone trying to break down the door because they're mistaking moaning and screams of delight for someone being murdered. Are you still trying to talk, even with a stuffed mouth? You really are something special. Playing with your nipples will take care of that. Shall I bite them too? No. Are you going to be good and stay quiet? Good. It didn't matter. Listen to me, human. You're gonna come inside of me until there's nothing left inside of you. Sorry if I break your pelvis, somehow. I promise that it isn't completely intentional. I know that is traditional for the male to do the thrusting, but you look so much better underneath me. Let's see how long you last mating with a lamia. This can go on all day. By the way, now that I know your dirty little secret, what is the cruel thing I say that makes you such a drooling buffoon? When I threaten to constrict you, a fantasy of yours, then I guess I'll have to stop threatening and actually do it.
Oh, the poor little human can't handle much treatment, can he? He will learn to. You pathetic creature. I've waited so long for this. Since we first met, I always thought about it. No doubt you did too, you filthy little thing. You are more sensitive than I thought. Good. More come for me. You fool. Don't look so excited. Come, you filthy beast. All right, you like it rough. Once we are done doing our business in town, we're going to go somewhere secluded. No one will hear us. No one will interrupt us. I will make sure that every last drop of your reproductive fluids flow inside of me, where it belongs. From this day forward, you are mine. More than just prey. I'll keep my grip on you forever, and you will take it. That's made you come. Cute. Now, let's do it again, weakling. Look at it all drip out. That won't do. Oh.